This is the Glasses by Day Geek Brand New Podcast. I'm Matt, and today I'm going to be giving you a comic to read before you die. If you give me a like, a follow, comments are more than welcome. Let's get this podcast out there. So, the comic to read before you die is The Amazing Spider-Man, Back in Black. So, Back in Black, it came out in 2007. It's just a brilliant, brilliant idea and concept. You know, it's written by Joseph Michael Straczynski and penciled by Ron Garney. Straczynski is the founder of Synthetic Worlds Limited and Studios JMS, and is best known for the creator of science fiction television such as Babylon 5, Crusade, Jeremiah, and more recently Sense8. He's wrote for Marvel, he's written Spider-Man, Supreme Power, Silver Surfer, Requiem, Thor for DC, he's wrote Superman Earth 1's Volume 1 to 3, and I've spoken about Superman Earth 1 Volume 1. It's one of the comics to read before I die. He's wrote Watchmen miniseries, Night Owl, and Dr. Manhattan. Ron Garney, he's an American comic book writer artist. He's known for work on books such as JLA, The Amazing Spider-Man, Silver Surfer, Hulk, Daredevil, Captain America even. He's got a huge bibliography, and his artwork is awesome in it, all right? So this story, what I love about it is it showed us just how powerful Spider-Man could be and actually was. We've seen him taking beatings before over the years and evade death just about, but we've never actually seen what he can do when he's pushed to breaking point. I feel like this book is completely pushed to breaking point. This version of the character, he's been through so much by this point. So Peter has exposed his own identity to the world in support of the Superhuman Registration Act after the events of Stamford, Connecticut, only to change his mind about the decision. There's a few extenuating circumstances to that. One thing, Tony Stark spying on him, and he doesn't like that. So he joins Cap, things go to hell, and that in essence is Civil War. So, this story starts literally where Civil War ended. Cap's been arrested, Team Cap has got the hell out of Dodge, and Peter has done exactly what anyone in his shoes would do. He's headed straight back to the motel to meet up with family, to meet up with MJ and Aunt May. Little does he know that someone, an assassin, he's lying in wait over the road, waiting for Peter to return. The assassin knows how Peter's spider sense works, and he's made sure that he was asleep when Peter comes back. The idea is, if he's asleep, he's not a threat to Peter. So his spider sense won't work. But he's got a camera set up on the motel room, which will alert him when Peter returns. Once the assassin wakes up, once he's been alerted, Peter's spider sense goes crazy. The issue is, he doesn't really know where the danger's coming from until it's too late. The shot goes off, he dies for MJ, saving her. Aunt May takes the bullet. And I feel like this is one of the most pivotal storylines in Spider-Man's history, in my eyes. I think never before has he felt so much pressure as he feels at this exact moment. He was already feeling the pressure when he returned to the motel because, he's outed his secret identity. He's basically, he's put targets on all of them, and now Aunt May has been shot. Literally, the target that he was imagining has actually, it's come down on them. So the world knows who he is. He's being hunted by not just villains, but heroes as well. Everyone is after him. Aunt May, his first constant in his life before MJ, is lying in a bloody mess on the floor of the motel room. So, Spider-Man 539 to 542 is what we're going through here, right? So, on the third page of art, on issue 539, it's just awesome. It's probably one of my best scenes in any Spider-Man book ever. It's the bit where he's throwing the Jeep at the assassin over the road, and it's just absolutely brilliant. I'm literally looking at it now, and it's so fun to look at, kind of thing, because you don't really think of Spidey being able to do that, but I think because he's got quite a few other gifts, you forget actually how powerful he actually is when he puts his mind to it. I am a little concerned that in the next page on, he just leaves MJ. He's like, he has thrown a Jeep at the assassin, but he doesn't know if he's like killed him or if he's taken him out or what. But he just leaves MJ right after this to take Aunt May to the hospital. I kind of feel like, at least make sure that you've taken out the hired gun first. I'm not completely convinced that's the way that it'll go down. But, you know, that is what happens anyway. So he gets May to the hospital and she's in a bad way. You can't sign her in, you can't even be seen. Once he fills MJ in on where May is, what she needs to do to kind of get her by and stuff like that, he heads out to do what he, in his words, what he does best when he really puts his mind to it, hurt someone. So Peter begins investigating in plain clothes the shooting, you know, the shooting of Aunt May. He's got no moral filter switched on at this point, and it is just awesome. The gloves are off as such. The events lead him to call in on an old costume that he thought he would never don again, the Black Spidey costume, so hence the name Back in Black. To be fair, I'd have liked them to carry on this run, you know, keep him in the black costume. I kind of feel like what we got after this was just a bit of a, didn't really need to happen. I'm not a big fan of One More Day. Probably the least we say about it, the better. I will give you three things at the moment. Shambles, shit, and crap. So just pick one of them. As the issues progress, he finds the assassin and he's figuring out who made the attempt on May's life and their lives in general. So he finds out that it's the Kingpin. So Wilson Fisk is behind bars and still has enough pull to make an almost successful attempt on all their lives. So Peter vows vengeance. He crosses a few lines within these issues, and it's actually quite nice to see what he'll do when he's actually pushed to it. To be fair, I'm on his side. So there's a bit where he hangs one of Fisk's men upside down and watch the rats come down on him. It's quite harrowing, to be fair. There's a part in this scene where he's like explaining to the guy that he's got hung upside down what the difference between predator and prey is, and it's the rats on him. Yeah, gives me the shivers, to be fair, if I'm honest. Not a good way to go, but he doesn't let him die there, and then he uses him as a, you know, tell your friends about me kind of thing. I feel like this is Peter's thing at the moment. He's not quite at the killing stage. If Aunt May had died, I think he would have gone down that path. So it all comes to a head when Peter breaks into a prison to kill Fisk. Albeit, he doesn't kill Fisk, like I've just said, but he beats him within an inch of his life, leaving him not just his body broken, but his spirit and his reputation. So he goes there to embarrass him. He then says that Fisk will stay alive as long as May does. But the moment she dies, he's dead, basically. And it's the way that he goes about telling him exactly how he's going to kill him. He tells him that he's literally going to fire a web down his throat and it will just stick to his lungs, and the only way to save him would be to take the lung out. But by the time they got to him, he was suffocated to death. I just think, yeah, if you're going to do it, you might as well go down the path of like, I'm really going to use a really good threat. And it does, the beatdown he gives Fish serves as a message to anyone else stupid enough to mess with him or his family. So I kind of feel like, it was a good thing for him to do in that specific moment. So it's a story of a man that has become extremely desperate to keep his family safe from the hell he's unleashed upon them. In my head, I feel like these days, I don't remember the last time that I read a new Spider-Man book. I kind of feel like, it's been, everything's gone a bit too far. I kind of feel like there's too much going on within the Spider-Man universe and mythos. There's how many, I don't even know how many Spider-Men are swinging around at the moment, honestly. I kind of feel like if they chucked him back in the black suit, I kind of feel like maybe I'd start reading again. I kind of feel like that was one thing about the new Ultimate Spider-Man run that I liked the black suit. I kind of liked the different thing, but then he let his daughter get involved and now he's back in the red and blue. Anyway, I do think the black suit's much cooler than the original suit. I almost feel like this particular run of Amazing Spider-Man, this Back in Black, it almost to me felt like it was the natural end of that Amazing Spider-Man run, that whole, the timeline from the 60s up until then, in my eyes, from where I started reading anyway, which is not saying that I'm condoning One More Day whatsoever, but logically, he was either going to retire or everyone was going to find out about him, in my eyes. And I kind of feel like if everyone finds out, there's got to be some sort of an exit plan for him. And I kind of feel like instead of sending him to a, you know, another city, you know, under a new name and stuff like that with May and MJ, they just decided, oh, you know what, we'll do a bit of a reset. We'll have a demon, trade him for something and just give him Aunt May back, but make him so that him and MJ aren't together anymore and his powers are slightly shitter. I just don't know. Garney's art, on the other hand, lends itself amazingly to Straczynski's words. This one on Spider-Man bleeds into the new Avengers books as well as a plethora of Spidey books. It's probably one of my favourite runs of the Amazing Spider-Man altogether. And if I'm honest, once One More Day started after this, that's when I lost interest. I kind of feel like it just took away so much. Although I've just said it was like the natural end, there's surely a better way to come back for it than that. So this is one book that you should be getting it read. If you haven't read it already, definitely give it a read. It is definitely a comic that you should read before you die. I'm Matt, and this has been the Glasses by Day, Geek by Night podcast. Thanks for listening.